Blog Talk Radio.
Whoa. Why y'all so happy?
And you don't know? Charvette Mitchell is on the radio.
It's time to get motivated,
excited,
and influenced.
Why?
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, live from Richmond, Virginia. And now, here to motivate, excite, and influence you,
Charvette Mitchell.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, broadcasting from the capital city of Richmond, Virginia, but guess what? Heard all across the world wide web. Hey guys, hey dolls, hey gents. Thank you so much for checking us out here. Another phenomenal show we have lined up for you. Yep. So listen, come on in, tweet out what you're listening to. Send them over to charvette.com. Tell them, hey, you need to listen in right now and check out the show. Big shout out to all those that are following us on Twitter, twitter.com/charvette. Got to give a shout out to all those that are on Facebook, facebook.com/charvette. Just hit the follow button. We love you guys. And you'll get all of the updates for the show, all of the updates that are public, you will get, and you can comment and share and like and all that good stuff. Big shout out to those hanging out on Instagram. That's Charvette M on Instagram and all of our social networking sites. We love you guys. Thank you so much for those that are listening in from our mobile app. Yep, you can grab the mobile app free of charge, absolutely free of charge on any of your mobile devices, iPhone, BlackBerry, yep, and Android. Just look for Charvette in your app store. So let me tell you about today's show we have lined up for you. I have two dynamic ladies that are joining us. So we're going to be starting the top of the hour out. Back by popular demand, I'm really excited to have national gospel recording artist Monica Lisa Stevenson. She is joining us. Listen, she has a brand new single out called Testimony, featuring Doobie Powell and the Williams Singers. You're going to get to hear all about it. She is a powerhouse vocalist. Oh, my goodness. You know what? She's doing that new school generation. She's able to capture the essence of really traditional gospel music and what we would call church music and wrap it all together from her stylish fashion to her hardworking drive. I'm telling you what, she has sung all over the place. You have seen her on Dr. Bobby Jones. You have seen her on Atlanta Live TV, Atlanta Gospel Choice Awards, Sweet Auburn Festival, Rhythm of Gospel Awards, Gospel Heritage, Praise and Worship Conference, Full Gospel Conference. Listen, Monica Lisa Stevenson has sung all over. She shared the stages with the legendary Caravans and Kathy Taylor and Pastor Shirley Caesar, and the list goes on and on and on. So we're excited to chat with her about her new single, Testimony. And guess what? You're going to get to hear it. Yeah, not only just chat, you're going to get to hear it. And so we're going to let you hear that momentarily. But then we want you to stick around. We want you to hang around because we do have a second segment. Our first segment is dedicated to the artist. So that's our artist spotlight. But our second segment is dedicated to the authors. You know what? We love our authors. So our author spotlight today is none other than Richmond's own author, Nikki Serene. And I am telling you what, she is an urban Christian fiction author and a Christian nonfiction author. The writing bug bit her a long time ago. She embraced her creative side in her writing, and she penned Forsaking All Others, and then she came back to the drawing board and back to the writing table and penned Forsaking All Others, To Have and To Hold. Well, guess what? She has a brand new book out as well that's available on Amazon. We're going to get to hear all about it. It's called A Love Conversation. A Love Conversation. And you know what? We're going to hear all about it. And this is her newest journey, which is the nonfiction world. So this is the nonfiction side of her Christian writing with this newly released work, A Love Conversation. So we're going to chat all about it. But I've got to mention also that she is in production for Love 360 devotional. So you're going to get to hear all about that. So we want you to keep it locked right here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show as we prepare to bring you another dynamic and wonderful and awesome show. Listen, I do have to say for our female entrepreneurs that are out there, I want you to join me in Facebook. I have a closed Facebook group that is dedicated to female entrepreneurs and females who are planning to be and want to be entrepreneurs. So join me over at Coaching with Vet. Very simple. Go to Facebook and in your search field, just put in coaching with Vet. Coaching with Vet, and you'll get added females. This is for the girls, although I do get guys that ask to be in the group, and that always makes me chuckle because the top of the banner says, hey, girl, hey, but I still get guys requesting to be in the group, but the group is for girls, for female entrepreneurs. Hey, girl, hey, to all of our community members that are listening in on the show. And actually, author Nikki is a part of the hashtag Coaching with Vet community. So there you go. All right. So I think this is a good time to go ahead and let you hear testimony by Monica Lisa Stevenson. Go ahead, get ready, put your earphones in and all that good stuff. Here we go.
I've got a testimony, yeah. Baby, come help me. Do you have a testimony?
Got a testimony, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Many times I've cried late at night, wondering if everything would be alright. Then God stepped in. Prophet John with the morning light.
I've got a
yes, I do. I got a testimony, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Ooh.
Listen.
Yeah.
Testimony by Monica Lisa Stevenson. I'm telling you what, if you don't feel like you have a testimony after that, listen, check your pulse, check your pulse. And that's featuring Doobie Powell and the Williams Singers. It's available on iTunes and all digital outlets, all digital outlets. All right, so we're going to keep the music rolling with you today. So we have from Richmond, by way of Baltimore, we got to share him with Baltimore, Richmond's own Minister James Johnson. Listen, this song, Agree, you might see on social media, hashtag Agree, has been sweeping the internet. And certainly we all agree with God on a miracle. So let's go ahead and jump right on in to that song here, Agree by James Johnson.
I don't know what you're going through, and I don't know what you're facing. I just want to agree with you that everything's going to be all right.
If there were a time that I needed you, the time would be now. Show me what to do. For I'm not by myself. We all need your help. Our need is critical. So we agree on a miracle.
If there were a time
that I
needed you,
oh God, by myself, no.
I'm not by myself.
We all need a
we all need your help.
Our need is critical. So we agree.
Show me
what
to
do. I'm not. No,
I'm not.
No.
what to do, for I'm not by myself. Said I'm not by myself. Somebody needs to know today that you're not by yourself. Everyone needs his help. Our need is critical, so we agree on a miracle.
We agree, agree, hashtag agree. James Johnson, right here from Richmond, Virginia. And I think we could all agree that this world, that this nation needs a miracle. We all need a miracle. So big shout out there. Listen, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to be back to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Thanks for hanging out with us.
It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Charvette will be back after this.
Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day by LaTanya Boyd, consists of inspirational messages that offer daily words of empowerment, promote spiritual growth and development in the Lord Jesus Christ for your day-to-day living. Spiritual Food for Thought, 31 Inspirational Quotes to Jumpstart Your Day, available now on Kindle, ebook, and paperback. Log on to www.latiboyd.com.
Diabetes is a killer. After I was diagnosed, I didn't feel sick, so I didn't listen to my doctor. Then it struck. I had a heart attack, then a stroke, and I was only 49.
2 out of 3 people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Call 1-800-DIABETES for your free diabetes survival guide. Choose to live.
It's not too late. Don't let diabetes destroy your life.
A message from the American Diabetes Association and the American College of Cardiology.
Does your church or ministry have a website? Are you a local artist or author that has an established web presence? If you answer no to any of these questions, you're letting countless opportunities pass you by. Hi, I'm Charvette Mitchell. Mitchell Productions was created with your needs in mind. We will provide you with stylish and economical online marketing solutions. From email marketing to your own website, Mitchell Productions caters to ministries, nonprofits, small businesses, and special events. Check out our portfolio at mitchell-productions.com. In today's world, a website is not a luxury, it's a necessity. And Mitchell Productions can create your website in a stylish manner at a very economical price. Don't let business, customers, or new congregation members pass you by. Visit Mitchell Productions today at www.mitchell-productions.com. Let us showcase your organization to the world.
She's here to motivate, excite, and influence you. She's Charvette Mitchell. Charvette Mitchell. It's the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show with in-depth interviews from today's leading authors, gospel artists, stars that you want to know about. And now, Charvette Mitchell.
All right, welcome back. Some notes, all those that are hanging out with us on the phone lines. We see you. Thank you so much. Big shout out to all those that are coming in from Facebook and Twitter and Charvette.com and my mobile app users, and of course all of our broadcast stations. We say hello, hello. Listen, we're getting ready for our second segment. You want to stick around because we're going to be talking about a love conversation. Yes, yes, yes. In our second segment, our author spotlight, we're excited to have right here from Richmond, Virginia, author Nikki P. Serene is going to join us. Urban Christian fiction, urban nonfiction author. I'm telling you what, you don't want to miss 1 minute of it. But listen, we're jumping back into a music segment. This is Get Up by Zanetta Wingfield. Get Up by Zanetta Wingfield.
You'll see.
Hey, what up, Dad?
I think we got to let them know.
Woo, yeah.
So we gotta tell them.
Get up. Feeling down,
out. Nobody's giving you handouts. I'm gonna get my shoes on, go in and knock some ready. You don't have to tell me, I know that when he comes, I gotta go.
Rescue me. You are my strength.
Anybody grateful? Anybody grateful? That is new artist, Grateful by Jasmine Bryant. Check her out online, young girl, but check her out and support her. Listen, here on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show, we are about supporting and promoting those at all different levels, those that are just starting, those that have made it. Listen, I was just thinking the other day, and I'm going to actually post this on my Facebook page tonight. I had the opportunity a few years ago to interview now. Listen, when I interviewed him, he was a comedian. He had been on TBN, I think, just more in a comedy standpoint. But now he is now Pastor John Gray. When I interviewed him a few years ago, this was before he became associate pastor at one of the largest churches in the nation, Lakewood Church. He's one of the associate pastors, Pastor John Gray. It was before he married his beautiful wife. It was before his two beautiful children. And now he has a brand new TV show where he is one of four preachers. It's called Preachers, and it's aired on various networks. I interviewed him before all of that. So what is my point? What do I want to say? Just give God a little time. That's all you got to do. That's all. You never know where life will take you. And so I say all that to say I'm honored to have all of the various guests that we have on the show. And one day you will look back and say, hey, I heard her on the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Yeah, I remember that interview. So there you go. And you can always jump over to charvette.com to check out some of our past featured interviews and also to see who's coming up. But listen, we're ready. We're ready for our second segment. My guest has been hanging out in the virtual green room, and so I'm ready to bring her up to the mic. I know she is ready and willing to chat with us again. Moving into our author spotlight. I'm telling you what, I love authors. It was interesting because I was doing some straightening up and cleaning up recently, and I have all of these books. I just have tons and tons of books. And so I just love authors. And those that follow the show, you know, I feature authors all the time. So author Nikki P. Serene is joining us. Listen, I'm telling you what, urban Christian fiction, now Christian nonfiction author. She's also the founder of All Write RVA, which is a writing mentoring service. She is working on Love 360, a devotional, and she's here to talk to us today specifically about her new work that's available on Amazon right now, A Love Conversation. And I'm running to grab her from the virtual studio and bring her up to the mic right now. And we're excited to have author Nikki. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you, Charvette. Thank you so much.
Listen, I'm glad to get to chat with you.
I'm glad also. This has been some time in the making.
I am telling you. So let's start. I actually want to take our listeners, let's take them on a journey about you. So when did the writing bug, you know, first bite you?
Wow. Okay. I think I've always known that I was going to write.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried this in the past, but about a year and a half ago, I was going through a tumultuous relationship, and I just needed to start writing something. And that's what happened. I started writing, and I could not stop. And by the time I finished, I had a book.
Uh-huh. You had a book. And so is that the story of how A Love Conversation came about?
No.
Oh, okay. So that's the other book.
Yes, that was actually the first book that went into the urban Christian segment. And I will say I had some things that I needed to get off my chest. All of the characters in that book are based on real people, even though it's not a true story. I just needed to get some things off of my chest. I needed to vent. People that read it, some of them didn't know it was them I was talking about, but you know, I just needed to get some things off of my chest. So a love conversation actually developed from one thing that you just mentioned, which is the devotional that I've been working on since forever and a day, which is Love 365.
Okay.
My premise for that book was to have a daily devotion about love because I didn't believe that anyone should go a single day without love. Unfortunately, I got so stuck writing this book, I could not function. I tried to finish. I went in writing devotions and just couldn't finish.
Wow.
So I couldn't finish. And I'm at my window in my car.
okay. I know it's storming here.
Yes, we had a nice, ugly little storm over here, and I lost power, so I actually had to come out to the car.
Oh, my goodness. Listen, this is live reality radio here.
Yes.
Be safe.
I finished writing down notes. But what happened was, in the midst of me writing Love 3-5, and I do pray. I pray before I write anything. I realized that I did not believe a good portion of what I was reading.
Mm.
I was reading that it was okay. I was writing that it was okay to love. I was writing that love is out there for anyone and for everyone. But I didn't really believe that it was out there for me. I didn't really believe that love was going to find its way to my door. And I'm not talking about relationships. I'm just talking about love. And I literally sat in my bedroom one day and just started writing a conversation with love. Like, what in the world are you taking me through?
Wow.
I don't understand what's going on. I'm writing a book that I don't believe in. I believe it can happen for others, but not for me. So I was stuck. And so I had a conversation with love.
Wow. As if you kind of visualize love almost like a person and like, let me sit down and talk to you.
Exactly. And I had some questions. I really went back throughout life and I thought, love, if you're real, why did certain people walk out of my life? And if you're real, why do I keep getting into the same relationships? If you're really here for me, why do people abuse my love? And I didn't have any answers. And I needed to hear what love had to say.
My goodness. And so this book, A Love Conversation, is this for people who have those same questions and experiences?
Yes. This book is for anyone who really needs to have a conversation with love. If you do not believe that love is for you, if you don't, you may not, people may not admit it, they may not see it, or they may just say, no, I'm good, I don't need love in my life. This book is for you.
And you know what, I jumped over to Amazon, and there's an Amazon review, the title says, "Someone else felt the way I used to." And the reviewer said, when I read this book, it made me cry because I never knew other people felt the same way I did and never knew if there was or is hope out there, but it is. After reading this, it just made it a little easier for me to continue the love, to love my better half and to love him and to love others. So that's all on Amazon. You can check it out for yourself, listeners, right there. So that's a great testament, I think, to your literary work, to hear that type of review.
It was. The person that wrote that review actually called me and was crying. So, she wasn't lying on the review. When she called me crying, I really didn't understand what she was saying. And it took me a few minutes to realize that she was saying, I just finished the book. Oh, I didn't mean to make you cry. I'm sorry. But yeah, she really did cry, and she, you know, did the bawling type of crying where she just I couldn't understand what she was saying.
My goodness. And so for listeners that are coming in, and hey, I'm waving virtually to all those that are hanging out on the phone lines in the chat room and coming in from all of our social media sites and broadcast stations, how can they get a hold of A Love Conversation? How do they find it? How do they buy it?
Okay. Well, this is actually what I was working on before the lights went out, because I know that if I came on here and did not have some type of website to direct you to, that you would get me.
So,
because we know that Charvette Mitchell will help you to build something amazing. And I know that you do believe in having your own platform. So actually, my books are on Amazon.com. However, you can go to my website, which is authorNikkiTSerene.wordpress.com, and you can read a little snippet of each of the books, and it will direct you where you can purchase the books as well.
All right. Awesome, awesome, awesome. And we will make sure that the listeners have that link. We'll post it on our Facebook and Twitter and all that good stuff. Listeners, if you're saying, I didn't catch it, what did she say again? We're going to make sure you have it. Don't worry. Often, Nikki, I want to go back to something you said, because oftentimes when people hear, you know, a love conversation or this book is about love, automatically we think romantic love, that this is just about, but you said something earlier about it was just love, period. It wasn't even that it was only about relationship love, but just love, period. And do you find that people struggle with just love, period?
Yes. It took me some time to realize that I was defining love as relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I was in some pretty toxic relationships, I have to tell you. I've had some good relationships, but I've had some really toxic relationships. And because I associated them equally with love, I overstayed my welcome. I was badly in quite a few. There was one relationship, and I know my mom is listening, but, you know, I lied to her enough, but she knows. Yeah, I was getting hit in that relationship. I had black eyes where I wouldn't even come around my mother because I didn't want her to see the black eyes.
Right.
And I overstayed my welcome because, one, this is what I associated with love, and I didn't want that person to leave me because I felt like I was always going to be left. And third, I didn't think that if I were to move away from that relationship, I didn't think that I would find another relationship. But the problem was I was basing everything off of relationship. There wasn't really the love, the respect, the honor. The love wasn't really where it should have been. And I didn't really love myself either. So.
Well, thank you for sharing that. And I definitely want to give a shout out to your mom. Hey, Mom, thanks for listening. My mom is listening too. Hey, Mom. So we've got the moms in the virtual studio today. What would you say if there's a listener who's in that situation right now, that they are in where you were? What's the first step? What, I know it may feel difficult to say, you know, move out or completely leave them. Are there any baby steps they could take to move forward?
Yeah. And I will say, I don't expect anyone in that situation to just jump out and leave, because it's not mm-hmm. always easy. But baby steps would be to find yourself. Back that up. Get the trust back in God and trust that he's going to keep you through this. You may be in a situation that is outside of his will, but he is still faithful. He can keep you even in that. And trust him and look for ways to escape. Don't blame yourself. And plan. Just make plans. And when you get an opportunity to move on, don't be afraid to move on. It can take small steps. It may take months. It may take years. And people will come to you and say, why don't you just leave? why don't you just leave? Mm-hmm. Don't let anyone down you because you're not ready to leave. That will come back to your self-esteem, what you're going through. Don't let anyone push you out before you're ready, because if you're not ready, you're just going to fall back into another relationship that's the same way. I can tell you that I have a kind of an icky relationship going on now with my boss. And like I said, it's not a love thing. It's a relationship thing. And I feel like there are times when the respect is not there. And I'm wondering if it's time to walk away from that job, you know? So it's not anything that I'm going to jump into. Just like a love relationship isn't anything I'm going to just walk away and just jump out of, you know. It's okay to take your time. It's okay to plan ahead. But most of all, it's okay to love. You don't have to give up on love. Love is not defined by your relationship.
There you have it. There you go. There you go right there. And I know that you blog on a pretty consistent basis, whatever that consistency is. And so I know you have a lot of things that you blog about just ongoing. Where can people connect with you on your blog?
Yes, my blog is actually on my All Right RVA site. That site is where I keep my blog, and I started a blog challenge a couple of months ago that you may remember.
Yes.
Where I challenge people to sign up and for 14 days to do 7 blogs. My blogs are also on that site, and I'm happy to say that out of one particular person's blog, they are about 98% finished with their first book. So blogging is excellent. I love it. Love it. Love it. You can get a lot off of your chest. So I actually have a blog going that says I'm gaining it all back. This is my journey through weight loss, and one day I'm going to get it together, but I am blogging it and journaling it also. And you can find that at allrightrva.org.
Fabulous. And I love that you reached back and are mentoring others that want to write or feel they have, you know, they have the need to write. Did you find or do you find that writing is therapeutic?
Very. It is very therapeutic. I would probably be stuck where I was if I had not started writing.
Well, I'm glad you started writing. I'm glad you started writing. And so I do want to mention, let's talk a little bit about some of the first things that you wrote. So forsaking all others and forsaking all others to have and to hold and to hold. Tell us about those works.
Okay, sure. Forsaking all others is about a young lady who, during her time where she was giving her life over to God as a young teenager, she is actually violently and sexually attacked inside of a church. When she goes to tell it, no one believes her. And she eventually turns her life over to drugs and crack cocaine. And she makes terrible decisions, of course, to support her habit. Yet at some point she continues to be connected to the church. She's married, she has a child, and she follows the pattern of what I've seen that some drug addicts have had, and I say this because of personal experience. She's in and she's out. She's there one day and disappears the next day. She will go to church but not quite give her life over to the Lord. And a few surprises in there. In that book, but it's all about consequences and when she was actually ready to give her life back over.
It's pretty deep. So you are one of those writers and authors that you push the limits of combining like urban and Christian styles. Like that's where you know that's your niche. You push those limits, but you're really on a mission with everything that you do in the literary work that you've done is around raising awareness of drugs, drug abuse, sexual abuse, mental abuse. And so, but you still are able to maintain, because you are a believer. So you are able to kind of maintain that fine line. So has it been tricky when you had those kind of like urban topics and things, but you still want to make sure the Christianity comes through?
It hasn't been too difficult. I made one rule, and that's not to curse. None of my characters actually curse, and that's because I don't curse.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else goes. yes, I have been married before, so yes, you're going to get a married scenes that are they go in deep. You know.
All right, listen, fair warning.
I go in. So I don't like to read boring books, so I try not to write boring books. I wanted the reader to have the full experience of what was going on with the characters and what they're experiencing at any given moment, whether they're in relationships. I did get a little flack because I can reveal this, because the main character is on drugs and she does go into prostitution.
Oh, wow.
There's a lot of descriptions in there of what goes on. And that's because this one particular family member that I have does disappear.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they have disappeared. And for the longest, I was so naive to what this person was doing. Oh, no, they're not doing that. They're not doing that. Yes, they are. That's exactly what they're doing. And they even told me that that was what they're doing. And I still did not want to believe it. So I wrote it because I needed to believe that that is what this person is doing. So on that note, even if your family member has been addicted for 20, 30 years, do not give up on them. Keep praying.
Yeah.
Keep praying. Don't let them go. I do not let this person go, and I still haven't let them go. And I won't let them go.
Amen. Because God is still healing, and he's still doing miracles, and he's still delivering. So
yes, he is.
Amen. Hold on. All right. One more time. Author Nikki, tell listeners where they can pick up A Love Conversation, your other books, check out your blog, all that good stuff.
Yes. You can check out the books on Author Nikki P. Serene. wordpress.com. Find a link to the books. You can go directly to amazon.com and just do a search for Nikki P. Serene. That's N-I-K-K-I, initial P, last name S-E-R-E-N-E. And if you want to check out my blogs and my up and down weight loss journey, which is fun, but I'm not giving up on it.
We're going to hang in there together.
We're going to do this thing. Next time we're going to do this. I'm going to have success. So that that website is www.allwrite, that's allwriterva, which stands for Richmond, Virginia, .org. And you can find the blogs there and even take part in the blog challenge.
There you go. You've been challenged. Jump on it. We have a shout out from Facebook, Lady V, and that's V-E-E. She's listening in. So big shout out to Lady
awesome.
V. Thank you. Thank
awesome.
You for
Thanks
listening
for
in. Yeah. Fabulous. Okay. And so Love 360, the devotional, we'll stay on the lookout for that. And you started with fiction. And now we're with the nonfiction, A Love Conversation. Will you go back to fiction at some point?
Absolutely. I still have the third part of Forsaking All Others, and I think this is the juiciest one yet.
Ooh.
I cannot wait to this one finished. But I have a few more surprises to go. But I would say that's about it's about.
So is it a sequel? Is it a sequence? So do we need to read the first Forsaking All Others first and then go in order?
Yes, definitely
All right.
go in order with this. And I do have another series that I have been working on. And I just enjoy writing fiction, nonfiction. I will take it all.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Listen, some more shout-outs. You have fans. You have a platform. Shout-out to Colette Oliver. She's enjoying the show listening. Yes. Kiana Henderson, fellow author from Richmond. Big shout-out to our listeners that are coming in from all over. Thank you. Thank you guys for checking us out here on the show. See, you have fans, Author Nikki.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Love you guys so much. Thank you.
Yes. So where do you want your writing to take you? Do you have a long-term goal? Do you see the writing and you being an author as stepping stones to other things? Where do you see things going?
Yes, right now I am also working on a project which is going into business, and that's because I was challenged by my pastor.
Mm-hmm.
I have a cousin, and this I'm only telling a story. So I have a cousin who recently started a church, and when he started, the first thing I did was pull him, sit down, we have to get the business portion correct. And I know where he wants to go as far as going to nonprofit and helping the community, so we're actually in the process of helping him to write a business plan. So I actually have been writing a course on how to do a business plan for your nonprofit or your business and your church. So, I'm actually looking to have that finished within the next week. That's something I kind of kept on the hush hush. And I think I'm going to publish that under my real name. I'm not going to use Nikki Pizzerine.
So, Nikki Pizzerine, that is your writing name.
I don't like this one. So if you don't know, my name is Ayoka. I think Ayoka's going to write that one. And, so that is where the writing is taking me. I want to use writing as a platform to empower other people. And writing is involved with everything. It's involved with your website. It's involved with blogging. It's involved with your business. I've went so far to ask the company that I work for, like, can I start writing your blogs? And they looked at me like I'm crazy because I'm going to keep asking until they let me do it.
Yeah. I am so glad you said that. I can co-sign that. I was looking at some advice from some top, like, business consultants, and they do business coaching. And they said every entrepreneur needs two specific skills, or they should strengthen their two skills they should work on strengthening. And one was writing and two was selling. And so they were like, I don't care what kind of entrepreneur you are. I don't care what you do. You need to work on your writing and you need to work on how to sell. So you are right on track, my friend. You are right on track. And you've started with the mentoring with, All Right RVA. You know, there are people that can hire you for consultation, right, if they're getting ready to do their book.
The way this is, I don't charge for mentoring, but I will have some programs out there to be paid for, which are smaller mm-hmm. programs. But as far as helping and mentoring to write, that is absolutely 100% free because someone did it for me.
Wow.
I would love to shout her out. I know I shouted her out on your Facebook community group, but Author Blunt, it stands for Black Lady Under New Terms. We actually worked together, and when I first started doing this, she told me to go for it. When I showed her the first draft of Forsaking All Others, she said, keep going. When it was edited and finished, she came to me one day and said, is there a reason why you haven't published it yet? I said, I don't know. Am I supposed to do that? And she literally pushed me out the desk. So
and I went up too.
Yes. She did it for me, and I will definitely turn back and do it for anyone else who needs it.
Wow. Listeners, that is a humongous offer there. And what I will say is, It is always, I hear what she's saying about doing free, but it is always good to put seed in good ground. So that's going to be my comment there. If you do mentor with her, put seed in some good ground. So that's my comment there. I'm going to leave that alone. But I want you to shout out your church. I want you to, you hear me. I want you to shout out your church and your pastor.
Yes, I am proud to attend the Sanctuary RIC. My pastor is Bishop Michael Bernard Curtis, Jr., and we are located on the south side of Richmond, Virginia.
All right. Shout out to all of your church family that may be listening. And we love you guys. Thank you. Thank you so much. So the goal of my show is to motivate, excite, and influence. And I'd love to hear what continues to motivate you.
What continues to motivate me?
Yeah, big question.
Oh, wow. I want more. I want more than what I have right now. And I'm not talking material things. I want to have more of a purpose in life. I don't want to believe that I was here to just go to work from 7 to 3:30 and come home, watch TV, and do that for the next 20 years. I just want to have more of a purpose. I do want to be a blessing to others. I actually am a minister. and I do have more purpose, and that's what keeps me going is I know that work isn't finished.
Yeah.
There's more God wants for me to do, and I guess when I'm finished, he'll let me know. But every day, it's a new chance to get up and do more, and I like hard puzzles, so I like accomplishing things that people think are impossible, and I like to do things that even I think is impossible and make it possible. So that keeps me going.
All right. Well, I declare you do have much more in store for you coming down the pike. I am telling you, there is much more that we will get to hear and see out of the works of your hands. So I'm just glad that we got a chance to talk to you. Like I said earlier, I think you were waiting in the virtual green room where I mentioned when I interviewed now Pastor John Gray, who's one of the associate pastors of one of the largest churches in the nation, Lakewood Church. And but when I interviewed him, he wasn't a pastor yet. He wasn't married yet. He didn't have children. He didn't have this new TV show Preacher. So I'm telling you what. One day I'm going to be like, I had her on the show. So just remember me on the red carpet. Don't throw shade. You know, just remember when you see me on the red carpet doing my interviews. Just remember. So, and I know you won't. I know you won't. So. Awesome. Awesome. Well, it's been great chatting with you. And I'm telling you what, we'll stay connected. Thank you so much for hanging out with us in the Coaching with Vet Facebook group as well.
And thank you so much for adding me. You're doing wonderful. And I thank you so much, Charvette. You have influenced me so much. So much. I thank you so much. Everything.
It's an honor. It's an honor. I'm putting seed in the ground. I'm putting seed in the ground. So thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, listeners, guess what? That's a wrap for today. We're going to check out this next week with more phenomenal Christmas shows. Bye.
Live from Richmond, Virginia, you have been listening to the Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Connect with her at charvette.com. And until next week, stay motivated, excited, and influenced. The Charvette Mitchell Radio Show. Signing off.